My brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered why this young man goes away so sad and dejected? He's just found out that he is inheriting eternal life. Okay, so he might not be perfect, but does it really matter? You know, why after learning, okay, he hears our Lord listing off the commandments, and he knows in his heart, I'm keeping all of those. Why didn't he just say at the end of that, hey, awesome, Jesus, I'll see you in heaven, peace be with you. Why does he wait? Because he knows there's something deeper. That there is already something he lacks, and he's aware of that, and he's just waiting for our Lord to reveal it to him. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we think the only question is, am I going to heaven or am I going to hell? But our Lord shows us today there's a deeper question. God doesn't look at if we desire heaven. He looks at how much do you desire heaven? Because in heaven, not all souls are equal. You know, you look at the angels, there are some angels that are closer to God for all eternity, that have a higher glory and a greater bliss forever. We call them the cherubim and the seraphim. And there are some demons in hell that suffer a greater torture for always, because they're more wicked, they're more villainous, they're more hateful. And it's going to be the same with human souls. If two human souls are lost, one's punishment is going to be worse than another without end. If two souls are saved, one's joy is going to be greater than another's always. And so our Lord says to this man, okay, you're on your way to heaven. Do you want me to call you higher? Do you want the greatest joy and glory and peace that you can have? And he asked all of us the same question today. I find it helpful to look at a marriage of love, a relationship of love. So you could compare it to any relationship, even friendship, but marriage is the easiest. You married persons out there, have you ever asked your spouse, how can I love you better? Now, you guys might think, no, Father, because then she might actually tell me. Right? What makes for a good marriage a happy marriage? It's when both spouses are asking, and they don't have to vocalize it, but at least in their own hearts, how can I love my spouse better? What makes for a decent marriage? It's when only one spouse is asking that question. And I know marriages like that, and it's a great struggle. What makes for a crummy marriage? When that question is no longer asked by either spouse. And I know marriages like that, and they're barely holding on. What makes for the worst marriages? When not only are couples not asking, how can I love my spouse better? But they're focusing on, how can my spouse love me better? My brothers and sisters, our relationship with God is a relationship of love. And we can always grow in union with Him. I was visiting the Carmelite Monastery not all that long ago, and I was speaking with one of the sisters, and she says to me, I was talking about a married couple that was struggling and asking her to pray for them, and at the end of it, she says, Father, you know, it's so great to be a bride of Christ. Whenever there's a problem in our relationship, I always know whose fault it is. Right, my spouse is perfect. But what was so beautiful is that when there's a problem in the relationship, she wants to know because she wants to love him better. And she wants to learn, Lord, how can I open myself ever more fully to your love? My brothers and sisters, do you want to know what you lack? Are you content, okay, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm on my way to heaven. That's good enough for me. Our Lord tells us today that what is necessary, it's not how much we gain or how much we get in this life. It's how much we give away. It's the degree to which we empty ourselves, because the degree to which we empty ourselves, that opens us to be filled by Him. And this is how St. Therese used the example. In heaven, she said, everybody is full in heaven, but they're full according to their capacity. So she says, someone might be like a little thimble, right? And you fill a thimble to the brim, okay, that's full, but it's not like filling a glass to the brim. Or a pitcher, or having a lake that is completely filled to its capacity. I had a gentleman share with me this analogy that I found even more appropriate. He says God gives himself to every single human soul. But but every soul shines differently. He said it's like a power company that gives electricity to every light there is, every bulb. But every light gives off heat or luminosity according to its wattage. So when we go to heaven, God's going to give Himself without reserve to us. But our life on earth is our opportunity to increase our wattage. And he shared with me, he said, you know, I was watching the Special Olympics not too long ago. And he said there was one man, and it was the most publicized race of the whole event because he was seeking to set a world record. So it was the most watched program. He said, I remember watching it, and this guy takes off, and all the runners take off at the same time. And he says, when they get to that first turn, you know, the runners kind of come together, and the pack thins out. He says, at that moment, one runner fell. And this man who took the lead, he looks back as he turns the next corner, and he sees that the man has injured himself to such a point that he can't even get up off the ground. The runner in the lead, he stops. Everybody keeps going. And he goes back and he lifts this guy up and he walks with him to the finish line, giving up the world record. The man was a devout Christian. He wasn't seeking a reward in this life, but an eternal reward. I met with a couple preparing for marriage on Friday. And it was so beautiful because, and hopefully every young couple is like this, they were talking about what they're looking forward to in marriage, and their focus was, we want to continually grow in love. And I thought about, after reading this gospel, I thought, imagine if a young couple comes in, and I said, you know, what are your hopes for married life? And they said, gosh, Father, you know, we're just really hoping to avoid divorce. You go, what? My brothers and sisters, the truth is, so many of us live in such a way that we want to do the least necessary to get to heaven. Or even, God forbid, but it happens at times, we want to know what is the most I can get away with and still get to heaven. Our Lord wants to know, are we those souls that say, Lord, show me what I lack. I want to be as full with your love as I possibly can be. I want to shine like the saints in glory for all eternity. My brothers and sisters, the choice is ours.